It's part of it, it relates to the fact that under Section 102, acts carried out by political organizations are also covered. But I mean, it is a bit narrower in scope in terms of the prolonged period of time, that requirement. But correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I understood your question as relating to the definition of an involuntary disappearance. And in terms of those actions, it is interpreted as being any form of deprivation of liberty, because that is sort of what follows from the jurisprudence of the International Criminal Court. So it would cover any form of deprivation of liberty. So it is mainly the differences I just described that sort of distinguishes that provision from Section 175 A and B. But we are, as I mentioned in my initial reply, we do interpret Section 102 in light of the Rome Statutes, whereas Sections 175 A and B is interpreted in light of the definition provided in Article 2 of this convention. Thank you.
Thank you.
Then we had questions from almost all of you, I think, regarding the minimum sentencing, and indeed what the maximum sentence would be, Mr. Diop. So, and the nature of that discussion, where it's headed, and so on. So I will challenge you, Benedicte, to answer all those questions.